Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7 Dust, the day I tried to live. 77 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake Gregg. People really love that song. Really good. Love those guys. Somebody said, great voice for a Chiefs player. Actually, those guys should sell masks and say the same thing like the Patrick Mahomes. Keep 7 Dust safe. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
If you're a loved band, that's a very funny way to get that across. That's a great idea, man. Actually, April Macy ought to sell those. She ought to sell her panties so people can look through the leg holes and call that a mask.
Not even for COVID or quarantine.
She should just print on them. Keep April Macy safe. Wear this mask. Right to it.
Born November 2nd in Easton, Pennsylvania. She is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on Last Comic Standing and The Bad Girls of Comedy. She's appeared on Fuel TV, The Howard Stern Show, and co-hosted the AVN Awards. You can see her on Netflix in the Tiffany Haddish stand-up comedy series, They Ready, in July 9th through 11th. You can see her live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, April Macy.
Macy.
Oh, how's your happy quarantine, everybody?
No. So much fun.
The worst, guys.
Oh, just lounging about when my new style was quarantine casual.
Oh my gosh, I am so grizzly and gross. I'm just in a box in the woods. That's how I'm maintaining my sanity.
That's what Jake said. You were in a tiny little house just hiding outside of Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, I'm just slowly losing it. Like, she should sell her panties. I'm like, that's a great idea.
Well, you just tell people it's a mask and you have them, just look through the leg hole and they just pull them over their faces.
I'm going to do it at shows. I'm going to sell them at shows.
That would be so good. Because, well, there's somebody in town, and it's really a great idea, a store called Ray Gun, that is selling these Keep Patrick Mahomes Safe, Wear a Mask masks. And
oh, wow.
I was
okay.
Like, that's so good. Yeah, because the only thing we can all agree on is that everybody loves the Chiefs. We won the Super Bowl. So in these uncertain times, which, by the way, if I never hear that word again, if I don't ever hear the word uncertain or what's the other one we always have?
Trying
times. Yeah. Yeah. Unprecedented.
Unprecedented, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys, I'm getting so fat in quarantine. I'm just making pie cakes. That's what I'm doing. I'm just stacking cakes on pies.
So why are you staying out in the little box out near Los Angeles?
Because I'm slowly losing it. Like, I feel like if I stay too much in my apartment baking banana bread, like, you have to get out eventually. And then this little tiny house in the woods, these little getaway houses, you know, like, I'm just hoping, like, a bear crosses my path for excitement.
You ready to fight one, are you?
Yeah, I'm looking out my window now. I'm like, ooh, maybe that's bear poop. Looking for something to light up my life, and I feel like a bear mauling might just be what I need right now.
Anything. Listen, you know, I've got that land, disgrace land, and I go out every day, and I have fish and ducks and deer and, you know, turtles and stuff. I literally look for them, talk to them, say things, walk around by myself. I make sure the gate's locked behind me so nobody hears me, you know, slowly syphilis-level crazy.
Yeah. This is where I knew I really lost it, was when I got a hummingbird feeder. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
I bought two of them
truly
last week.
Unstable.
I really bought two of them last week.
Your window?
Yes. And then we were comparing the fat hummingbird that's coming over to my girl's house to my buddy Belshi actually caught the COVID, and now he's out of quarantine, but I let him stay at my house. And so he was talking about, so he sits by the window and watches the goddamn hummingbirds too. Yeah, we just had.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you got to change the food every 3 days. Change the food every 3 days.
Oh, my husband fashioned some sort of weird stick because we have like a hummingbird nest outside our window. And I was like, if you touch that nest, he's just like with a stick and a camera, like a crazy person that he had taped, sticking it out our window, trying to investigate this nest to see where these little chicks, these little baby birds were. And I was like, this is where we're at.
Listen.
This is where we've become.
If you think
a low point in our lives,
I didn't just get insanely jealous that you're going to see baby hummingbirds in a baby hummingbird nest. I'm like, my God, I never even considered that could be possible.
We've been doing a lot of like national parks. That's kind of been our thing. Like we did, I never saw the Grand Canyon before. We did Capitol Reef, Zion. I feel like anything that's been within like 7 hours, we're trying to hit.
Did you see the lady got gored by a bison because she was trying to take a selfie next to it?
That's what I'm looking for. That's the kind of action I want in on.
You're right.
Where is this? Is that Yellowstone?
I want to. Yeah,
it was Yellowstone.
I want to take a selfie next to the bloody lady taking a selfie next to the bison. Like Demi, that's what I want to post up.
Oh my God, the prehistoric bison that have been there since the beginning of time. Some woman really thought she was going to snuzzle one.
Can you imagine if you were quarantined with your family right now?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, my mom's a wild boozer. So yeah. I don't know how. I feel like we start drinking around noon. I don't know where you guys are at, but I start hitting a bottle of wine around 12:31.
Sure.
So
sure.
With my mom, those beers crack open around 10:30. You can hear it. You can hear it if you're sleeping on the couch. All of a sudden, it's, oh no, mom's hitting a can at 10:30 in the morning.
I remember I had an uncle, and my mom and dad used to excuse because he would drink a couple cases of beer a day, and it was with my Aunt Millie, but they would always say, you know, he doesn't drink before noon. And I was like, well, thanks, Mom. That really delineates everything for alcoholism with me. Like, I understand now. As long as it's a PM, you're cool. This is not a problem.
that's what my grandmother used to sit and drink a case of Pabst Blue Label and then, like, watch Masterpiece Theater and just yell at me to make latch hook rugs. Like that was kind of our jam. It was like a one woman alcoholic sweatshop. That's what she was running in her living room.
Well, your whole family's been like that though, right? I mean, who wasn't crazy in your family?
No, everybody. Everybody's cuckoo bananas. My dad's like half nut. He just like yells numb nuts. He's like just a furious Polack. And then my mom's side of the family is the alcoholic. Like, I have an uncle that was arrested twice in one night for DUI by the same cop. They caught him. His wife came to get him. His wife came to get him, and then he snuck his keys and got back in the car and got pulled over by the same cop leaving the station.
Oh,
so that's where we're at as a family.
Oh, God. Oh, man, you've had the blowouts at the Thanksgiving, at the Christmas, like where the fist fights in the front yard, someone's going to jail.
Front lawn fights? I don't know. I don't feel like, I don't know how many Coke parties you went to before you were 10, but I bet it wasn't as much as me. a lot of above ground pool parties, a lot of Coke, a lot of making whirlpools. I feel like that's what the adults were doing, was just walking in a circle trying to make our sad pool into a whirlpool.
Have I ever told you that we weren't allowed to swim in the above ground pool with the kids across the street because we were the bad kids?
Oh, really?
Swear to God.
Their pool.
This is a true story. So we're there, and everybody else, I got to tell you this. So the kids across the street had it above ground. Then we're like, oh, my God. It was during summer vacation. We're all little kids. I'm like, Jesus Christ, those kids have a pool. They don't have a plastic pool. They have a real pool, a pool that you could get underwater. You could, like, swim underwater in that pool. Like, and so I got my dad's goddamn, we had a flat, real flat driveway, this brand new galvanized trash can. I got a hose out, and I filled it up. When he pulled in the driveway, I'm dunking myself up and down in this goddamn trash can. And he gets out, and he's screaming at me through his teeth, get out of the goddamn trash can. And he's so mad, I can't figure out why, because I'm a goddamn genius. I made a one-man swimming pool.
Oh, my God. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
You're going to see me in front of my apartment in Malibu in a trash can in a few weeks.
I swear to God.
I'm like, I got ideas, guys. I got ideas.
I swear to God, I thought I was a goddamn genius. Like, Dad, there's never been any trash in here. Get out of the goddamn, goddamn pool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a wild family. Like, my mom's painting Michael Bolton. That's what she's doing. Just wildly boozing and painting Bolton during quarantine.
Oh, it's so good. Will she ever break out? Does she do anything else? Is it only Bolton, or will she commission
work? No, she's actually a pretty talented artist. Like, I'll send you some of her stuff. Like, I just say mostly Bolton to wildly mock her for her lack of affection as a child.
See, I want someone to do the Three Kings on velvet for me.
You do.
I want Jesus and Elvis and Martin Luther in a trilogy on black velvet.
That sounds awesome. I feel like my mom got caught up in a ring where she didn't know she was painting gay porn. This guy was commissioning her to do these paintings, and she's like, they keep getting more and more naked. I was like, oh, this is fun.
That's fantastic. We got to get out of quarantine, man. And now, you know, there's lockdown. They just gave us the mask. And I know L.A. already got this, but they just reshut Kansas down as far. Or I guess they didn't reshut it down. Now it's mandatory to wear a mask at all times inside starting this week. And then Kansas City, Missouri is going to be the same way.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. No, it's the same. It's funny to walk into like a Target because you're like, oh, everybody looks like they're robbing the place. Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I guess they're going to rob the home goods section. Somebody's running out of here with a blender.
But you're back going to do some shows. And you know what? And that'll be fine, man. Again, you really should sell April Macy masks and say, keep April Macy safe. Wear a mask.
I will. I used to sell ball powder, and now I'm going to sell masks. I'm a one-woman caravan gypsy.
Why don't you just go get on a boat with your rich husband and just sail around for a couple of months?
Oh, we're not rich. We can't sail around. I have to work. I have to make the giggles. You know what's funny with comedy? It's like once the quarantine hit, I was like, uh-oh, I put all my eggs in the wiener joke basket. Really, the wiener joke basket paid off. That's the only basket I have, guys. So people have to come out to shows.
Can you imagine if you weren't married right now? So at least you have a partner in crime, someone to lean on. The chodes that would be lining up right now and go, what are you doing, April? What are you doing? I mean, God rest his soul. Can you imagine having to do a gig in this climate with Glazer?
Oh, my gosh. No, that sounds horrific.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you want to make an extra $25 bucks? You want some extra wings? What do you want? I mean, I just want you to think about it. Look at this. I mean, it would just be God awful.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Oh, Glazer. Oh, it's been how long now? It's been 2 years, right?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah. No, it's so weird because I can only have this discussion with people like you that really knew him because he was unbelievably infuriating, and I still miss him all the time.
I know. Like, I try to explain to my husband, like, because I'll tell him some of the things that Craig used to say to me, and he's like, oh, my God, no, that guy's an animal. I'm like, nah, he wasn't that bad.
I know. He was suing me for six or seven. He was suing me for $6 or $7 million when he croaked.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and it's funny. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. You still miss him.
I do.
You still miss him.
I really do.
He's like the last of his, he was like the last of his kind, like a comedy dinosaur. So you can't explain like when that comedy dinosaur goes away, what that means to the business. To my husband, he just thinks he's some weird pervert. I'm like, no, but he was like a special weird pervert.
He was the guy who could pull out his penis, have it be terribly scarred and all kinds of terrible carbuncles and looks at it and still try to convince you that it's just fine. Go ahead, put it in your mouth. Like just.
Oh, I can't even imagine with that. I feel like towards the end of his life, it must have looked dusty. Like, I feel like he had like a dusty vibe.
He tried to get me. He goes, hey, listen, look at this girl over here. She likes you. What do you want to say? You want to pull three way on her? And I'm like, no.
traumatizing.
Oh.
It's worse than getting yelled at for being in a trash can.
Well,
that's horrible.
Yeah. Dude, he one time put a girl next to me in a booth who was nodding out, and I looked down, and she had track marks on her wrist where she'd been hitting up. And she looked at me in these crazy droopy eyes, and she goes, "How much money do you make?" I was like, all you could do is push her with your foot out of the booth. Like,
oh, no, you had to boot her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You had to broom her out of the room.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to hug her and get a needle stick. You know, I was just like, look, this is not going to work out. COVID.
Oh, my God.
I heard you cough. I heard you cough.
Guys, don't worry. It's weed. Not sometimes my dad gets really concerned. I'm like, oh man, he needs to know that I'm just weeding my way through Rona here.
You guys
weeding my way through quarantine.
You are, without a doubt, stress testing your marriage and this relationship to its hardest and highest degree. And when you come through this, you will know for sure, unless you want to murder him, that you are meant to be together forever and a day.
Oh, yeah. No, I would say between travel ban, quarantine, I'm like, what is next? I'm like, a dinosaur is going to come back? Like, what's going to happen to our relationship?
Right? You guys.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. But I do feel like getting away, that would be my recommendation. You got to get outside. I feel like nature is the best healer.
Yeah. Well, and if I walk far enough away from people, there aren't any people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. And I swear this is bear poop. I want to go out and take a picture or poke it because I'm looking at it from my window, and I swear there was a bear here last night.
I feel like she's going to start leaving food to draw bears in,
yeah.
Like, which is, by the way, a terrible idea.
Horrible idea.
Because they'll eat your little hummingbird
nest.
No,
we're not going to do that because I don't want to be mauled. Like, you don't want to, like, have a bear mauling and then live and be, like, the lady with the bear maul face.
Yeah, well, it's like a week at Glazier's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Like, I had to explain to him early on. I was like, Craig, you can't grab me. Like, that's not a thing you can do while I'm here.
Yeah, well, he's a guy, look, sorry, I like you so much.
Yeah. Oh. Or my worst times with Glazier were after morning radio and press when he wanted to go to breakfast and just say wildly racist things.
Oh.
Like, oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Wildly racist. Yeah. That, by the way, that was one of the things he was suing me for. He said also, because I'm going on the list with this lawyer that, of course, you have to get. And he's like, okay, you said he was a racist. I go, oh, yeah, but that's only because he is. And I go, and by the way, I already brought the tapes. Here's the tapes.
Yeah. But you would sit at breakfast and, like, people would turn around. Like, he would just say such crazy things. And you're like, hey, you don't know him that well. I'm just in town. You'd have to make excuses for yourself, like making eye apologies to your neighbors at Denny's.
You're writing help me on a napkin, just sliding it to him.
Yeah. Just whispering to people.
One time, I swear, back when I smoked cigarettes, we left the show, this is years ago, and we left the show, and I did the thing where I went to breakfast, and we go over to the Village Inn, and I think it was Pablo Francisco and myself and T and Craig, and I was going to light a cigarette. You could still smoke in a restaurant then. And I go, hey, man, give me a match. And I reach in that black leather Glazier he used to wear. And I went to pull out a pack of matches, and only I pulled out a gram of Coke, and now I got a gram of Coke in my hand, and there's literally troopers sitting on the other side of Craig.
Jeez.
And I'm like, and I'm just shoving it back in his pocket. He's like, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, do you know what I've never done Coke, because my dad told me when I was little, he's like, listen, you might have a small pinhole in your heart. And he was like, and the doctor said it might explode if you ever do, like, any major drugs. And so I was, like, 22 years old, and I asked my dad, I was like, hey, should I get that, like, defective heart checked out? And my dad was like, oh, no, we just lied to you your whole childhood.
Genius. That is so genius.
It worked. It totally worked. It was like, every time I was like, all right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I can't believe.
That's so great.
It's a great lie to tell your kids. They won't do drugs because I was terrified my heart would just explode.
Oh, yeah. My parents used to steal all the good Halloween candy we'd collect because they'd say they were looking for razor blades in it. So they have to go through it, and you'd be like, were there razor blades in every single Snickers bar?
Yeah, and Reese cups, the good ones.
Yeah. They used to tell us that the ice cream man played that song when they were out of ice cream.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, did you ever get ice cream?
No. There's four boys. There was no ice cream in our life. There was never going to be ice cream in your life. Like, that just never, there was no stopping that. I mean, that was never going to happen. We were this family. Like, one time my dad took us to Worlds of Fun, this amusement park here. But you remember, like, the other kids would have money for food, and you'd have to take a hot Spam sandwich and a miniature Shasta, and you'd be sitting there, like.
Yeah, being the poor kid stinks.
Oh, yeah.
It really stinks. Mm. Yeah, we never got, or movie theater snacks. Like, there was always, like, some weird smuggled, like, I was always, like, something gross for dinner, too. Like, God forbid they stopped and, like, got some candy. It was like, your mom has pierogies in her purse. Wait, what? Why? Why? We just had them.
Oh, yeah. I remember finding cookies in my parents' bedroom. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're hoarding it. They're hoarding the good stuff.
Oh, I realized as a kid, like, it was only as an adult that I realized that you didn't have to go to a timeshare meeting before you went to Disneyland. I don't know how you guys went to theme parks. Yes. We always had a free breakfast and a tour of an apartment first.
Oh, it's so great.
I have to ask, was there ever one person in your life that was the normal one that made you think, these loons aren't right? Was there even one person?
Well, you know, when you go to your friends' houses and you're like, wait a minute, they have food.
That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
Their dad wears pants.
Yeah. You have to, like, it was always just wild lunacy in my house. Everybody's cuckoo.
My dad, I grew up at the time my dad would yell at any kid like it was his own kid, and he'd do it in his underwear, and he'd just tell a kid to get out. Hey.
Oh, my dad, my sixth grade, it was like my first boy-girl party. He found out that Kyle Van Auken had his arm around me in the basement and came down with a chainsaw and threatened to cut up all their skateboards.
Are you kidding?
No. And every one of them ran away. And I always wondered, I was like, oh, yeah, that's probably why I never had friends.
Wow. He cut up their skateboards.
Yes, he came down and he just turned on that chainsaw and he told Kyle Van Auken to get his arm off me. And then said that he threatened to cut up their skateboards and then they all ran away. And that was the end of my friends. That was it for me.
Oh, my God.
That began a life of sad isolation.
Yeah.
I'm so comfortable in a box in the woods.
Look, next week, so you know we're on vacation, but since we can't go anywhere, I am going to see you. We're just not going to be doing the show next week. So I am going to be at the show, though. So are you bringing your new husband with you?
My husband is not coming. He's going to stay home and watch Don Lickles. So, yeah, you won't get to meet him next time, though.
All right. Well, listen, we'll hang out a little bit, though, if you have time. I'll take you to dinner, and it'll be fun.
I would love that.
It'll be great. It really will be great to see you. I was so like, come on. I looked at Jake. I'm like, this is our first friend to come back tour that we could have, you know, in the studio. And I'm like, we're not going to be. I was like, God damn you, 2020. It's just, I'm waiting for the meteorite.
These are my first shows back since March, I'm trying to think where I was, March 12th, I did a festival in the Netherlands, and the Dutch people are not that fun, by the way, and they all ride bicycles. They look like human giants, so I don't like them. They didn't have a great show. This is going to be fantastic, because I always have great shows in Kansas City. But yeah, this will be my first show back. I get to feel sane and like a human again. So I need all the people to come out. Come
yes.
out, put your mask on, laugh.
Comedy Club.
Wieners, lots of wieners.
Yes. Comedy Club of Kansas City next Thursday through Saturday, 9 through 11, 103rd and State Line. When's the last time you got to see great comedy? This is the first shows that are coming back. Yeah, these should all sell out because, listen, there's just nothing to do anymore. So the idea that you could go do this and be safe, wear your mask. They have to space it out so that, you know, just going for the way that the city's dictating it, you're going to be safe. You can actually do this. It's not like going to a bar where nobody's paying attention. You know, the tables will all be spaced out.
Yeah, it's 6-8 feet apart.
Yeah.
And did you see in Paris where they're putting bears at the table, like giant human bears, to like separate people?
That's hilarious.
The social distancing I've ever seen.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to work again. That's my sanity. It's, you go, you know, it's been 18 years of comedy, and this is the longest I've gone without working, probably since I was 12 years old.
You know what? I may come to your show in my, I have an infamous bloody bunny, Easter bunny mascot that's covered in blood, like with a giant head. I'll just come sit in the front row of your show.
Okay. All right. I'm like, I guess this is Rona.
Yeah. I've been wearing, Nikki bought us a couple of,
they'll come out.
Astronaut helmets. You want an astronaut helmet? You can borrow. I'll let you borrow one.
Oh, I'll take one.
Yeah.
I'll do my show in it.
Yeah.
Well, if you wear it, you can actually see him laughing, because that's going to be the weirdest part, that you can't see people laugh at you or smile.
Yeah.
You're like, please look like you're enjoying this.
It will feel good to hear that laughter again, because
yeah.
I feel like some of those Zoom shows, I was like, yeah, I can't just do stand-up in my pajamas at home. Like, I just can't. I couldn't bring myself to do any Zoom shows. I know I'm...
No, I know why.
I feel like stand-up, I'm like, I can't. I want that feeling again. I want that feeling of humans in a room and palpable laughter.
Sure.
You're like, oh, that you can feel it.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Listen,
I love it.
Next week we'll all hang out Thursday through Saturday, 9th through the 11th, 103rd and State Line. It's happening at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. And well, look, I'm going to put you on with Jake, and we'll make sure that we catch up next week for sure.
Okay, I would love that.
I love you, babe.
Thank you, guys. I miss you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.